good afternoon, good morning, or good evening, or good any time that you actually listen to today's episode. This is the Coffee and Controller podcast. I feel like I've been away for a while. This is the Coffee and Controller podcast. I'm Yasin Bons.
I'm Shadley Desai.
I'm Brad.
I'm Saeed.
Saeed is not here.
Saeed is no longer with us. We've decided to vote him out of this.
He doesn't know yet. He'll find out when he listens to this episode.
This is one of those like you get fired in like a text or something, or like you find out that social media like you've been broken up with, and you're like, ah, what?
I remember we were good together.
It was good while it lasted.
Yes. So, what have you guys been doing, playing, watching?
So, I've been playing Tekken 8, and I also discovered that Sunset Riders is on mobile. It's on Android.
So we got two games from two different eras there, expecting us to just be fine. Tekken 8, how is it?
It's lekker, but it's such a good game. Like, I told them last time, it's the perfect follow-up to my game of the year. It's like what I want Tekken to be. It feels fluid. It's just like good Tekken.
Is there longevity in the game?
Yes, there's definitely longevity.
Especially in a fighting game, because I feel like a fighting game, you can get hurtful quickly.
But yeah, it's also the kind of game where you can put it down and like just drag it in between. Like, you just want to play a few rounds, do that.
How do you rank online?
I'm not playing online.
Little bitch.
I don't want to. I don't need to know that I'm bad at the game.
And like unlockables and all those other things.
No, bruh. Don't you know? It's all battle pass now.
Like, but is there enough to keep you?
Bruh, there's enough. There's like a full-on story mode. Like a proper story. Well, for each character.
So it's not just like you play...
It's not like you play arcade and then there's like a cutscene at the end. There's like a proper story that takes you through proper story beats.
Is it as funny as the original Tekken's?
So the canon story is like serious. Yeah, but like all the other ones are like... They're over the top.
Oh, I love that though.
And it's great for just going over the top. I love it.
Because I also feel like even you played as like... I'm trying to think now.
Like Panda or Kuma.
Yeah, like stupid stuff. And then even
Gone.
What's the guy with the Bruce Lee, bro?
Law. Yeah.
Like Law used to do silly things. Yeah. Used to like either used to be punched through the shop, or him and Paul used to Paul.
Yeah. Paul. They always like beefing. Yeah, but they're like best friends or something.
Yeah, and then one's hair get messed up and then it's a joke.
But they don't take it like seriously, okay. And it's all the better for it. Like,
yeah, no, I'm there for that.
But it's such a liquor game. Like the main story is like insane and they take it very seriously. It's over the top. And that's also like great for that.
The days of our lives of gaming.
It's your no lies.
Because it's a family that...
It's a family that hate each other.
Yeah, but they also like Bemaka with this one, then they were with this one, then this one is with this one. Now, who's next?
But it's wild. I love it.
Brad, what do you...
So, since recording one of our latest episodes, or one of our more recent episodes, Shadley got me to play Dishonored.
Yes, that's right.
Because that was Shadley's show and tell item in the, our last episode. So yeah, I've been playing Dishonored. I think I'm probably about 2/3 of the way in.
Are you playing it? Are you trying to be stealthy?
Yes, I'm doing as low chaos as possible. Nice. So I'm trying to sneak past people. I'm trying to shoot them with sleep darts and not like...
What's the game about?
So basically, you can tell Yasin never listened to the last episode.
Guys, I've been busy.
Yeah, you're like the protector of the queen and her daughter.
And then they kill the queen.
And then they kill the queen and kidnap the daughter.
And they blame you. So, of course, it's time for you to get...
We've seen that movie before, though.
Yeah, basically,
It's very straightforward, but like it works.
I'm trying to think of... We've seen a few movies that's that style.
Yeah,
isn't that like White House Down?
But look, bruh, it's like... No, but 50% of the action, the 90s action movies out there.
Yeah, but then you some guy called the Outsider gives you powers, and then like one of the powers is blink, so you can like teleport across that across like the room without people seeing you. Oh. You can slow down time or stop time completely.
You can possess people.
Yeah, or like send a swarm of rats to like attack your enemies or whatever. And you can just walk in and start gunning people down and killing people and stuff like that. Oh, but it's set in like, not medieval times, but it's like Game of Thrones-y kind of thing. So you've got like a crossbow and like swords and stuff like that. Or you can be sneaky and hide in the shadows and teleport around people and stuff, which I'm trying to do. But sometimes I'm just like, oh, fuck it. And then just, you have to,
Honestly, it's the best when you just like, I'm just going to use my powers and have fun.
Yeah, exactly.
I mess with everybody.
Yeah.
I saw on TikTok someone, there's a guy basically, it's the Harry Potter, and he just starts killing all the children in the school. And he just starts going, boss. And then, because the way he plays is like, I'm going to see if I can get out, how far I can, how many I can kill, and then how many I can get out before they come for me. And he gets to 5 stars very quickly, let's just say that. And I was like, that's actually a fun way to play. Because sometimes I feel like in games, you can find your own game that you like to play.
Exactly.
It means nothing to the game. It adds nothing to the story. You just go, I just want to see if I can do a move. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun to cause chaos in games as well. But like, yeah, I'm trying to play this even because at the end of every level, you've got a target you need to assassinate or get rid of. And I'm trying to, for every target, not actually kill them because you can find ways to like get them ousted by the police or by the, or
subterfuge.
Yeah. So there's ways to not kill them, but they're still not a problem anymore. So I'm trying to do that for the most part.
So playing as a good citizen.
I'm trying to. It just adds an extra level of challenge to it kind of thing.
It does.
Yeah. And then like
if you really tap into the powers, then it's, that's where you can go back.
And then I also started with like on Showmax, one of the more recent seasons of Survivor is on there. So I wish Saeed was here because he would have freaked out. But we've been watching that. That's Survivor, but it's still 44 seasons later.
It's still good.
It's still good. It's still entertaining.
They actually haven't changed much of the recipe.
No.
No, they just, they add bits that like just add levels to like the social game. And I think that's always just,
During lockdown, we watched Survivor quite a bit. And the thing that actually made me, I had to stop like after the second season that we watched because it got too malice. Like people got conniving. And then I was like, yo, I'm alone in the house with my wife. I can't think so evil about the next person in the room. Like, yeah, so then we changed to watch like Amazing Race because that's a softer show.
Yeah, that's a bit more wholesome.
British Bake Off.
Yeah, that you can't really be malicious.
Yeah, like the most people I block you.
Oh, no. I didn't read the map properly. Oh.
And if I do the Maka, and that's fine.
Yeah. And then the very last thing is last night I watched Freddy versus Jason. And because I was really in the mood for like one of those, it's so bad, but it's so bad that it's good slasher films. So I'm like, I haven't seen that since it first came out in like 2003 or something like that. It's just bad.
Oh, like, that's great.
No, but it's not entertaining. It's not entertaining.
Like, so like, you can't even like laugh at
it. Yeah, because like the story is Freddy Krueger, he's too weak because everyone's forgotten about him. So they don't dream about him anymore, right?
Watch this one.
Yeah. And then so he somehow gets Jason he resurrects him, gets him to go to Elm Street and start killing people.
So they
think it's Freddy Krueger coming back. And then Jason goes a bit too crazy and then Freddy and Jason have to fight each other to like whatever, right? But so the script is just so bad because at one stage, like the teenagers are like, the teenagers played by like 30-year-olds are like sitting around a table and they're like, what is going on? I don't understand. And then one guy just randomly, he's just like, you know what I think? I think Freddy Krueger is using this guy, Jason Voorhees, to scare us because he's too weak. And I'm like, that's the exact plot. How did you know? You know what I mean? It's not like they did research. He's just explaining the plot.
Did you watch BoJack Horseman?
A little bit. I didn't watch all of it.
Because the line that comes to mind, because I'm busy watching it now, is Mr. Peanut Butter. And he goes, is this a crossover episode? And it feels like that thing of they forced that story so hard.
Absolutely.
It also, this came out like a generation later.
Oh, yeah.
Like, people were grown up already. Freddy Krueger, like, was an old man as a person.
No, exactly,
They were like, old school by that time.
Actually, now Jason looks,
he's the hockey mask.
Hockey mask.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know who was the actor. Like, I don't know how the actor looked.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, Robert Englund, who plays Freddy Krueger, like, he's such a discernible character himself. And he's obviously synonymous with it because it's, even though it's burnt, it's still his face.
Yes.
Whereas Jason and Michael Myers and all the Scream Killers, they're wearing masks. You know what I mean?
Side note, he was also in an episode of Law & Order. Much like every other person who gets famous goes through Law and Order. One
the conspiracy grows deeper.
Law and Order is the Illuminati. It's what you use to get into the industry and it's what you use to stay relevant in the industry if you want to change your ways.
Yeah.
You? What did you get up to?
So we watched a movie called Due Justice.
That doesn't sound good.
It's not. It's an action movie that is an attempt at nothing. It's pure nothing. So, you know the guy from Twilight, the big one? He also Hercules at some point.
Yes.
So he's like
Kellan Lutz.
That's instantly.
Yeah. I don't know who's his agent, but whoever that person is only made bad choices for who, what movies he plays in, because it's such a bad, horribly bad movie. Then the policeman in there is I feel like I'm missing these words for the links. Napoleon Dynamite, the side guy. Who's that guy?
Pedro,
Pedro is like try to be like a serious actor in the movie.
But these,
you know, it's an action movie, but they've added like sounds of comedy in it. So he like sits up and you go, it's so bad. The acting is bad, the casting is bad, because even the henchmen that they've used. And I'm gonna sound like an asshole now, but henchmen must be athletic. You can't have a duck henchman. This man is clearly a stoner, and I go, yo, I don't trust this man to do any of the work. Then just they show an explosion, and you see the fire go up, and you can see that it doesn't affect the building.
A
fire that they've plucked onto the screen.
Exactly
it's
what you
so,
mean.
So bad. You know movies where it looks like it's shot in Canada.
Yeah.
I just looked it up now, and it just looks bad.
It's so bad. Guys, if you want to waste your time watching a movie, watch Due Justice. It's horrible.
It sounds like a 90s TV show that came on SABC3 at 7 o'clock.
It felt like they cut the budget on everything and everyone, even the talents of the people. It was so, so bad. Like, it was entertaining if you like shouting at a movie.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't know about you guys, sometimes I get entertained by shouting at a bad movie.
I feel like I'd be entertained by watching somebody get upset. Yes. And like, that's exactly what I'd be entertained.
It's when you can spot the plot holes, you can spot the inconsistencies, when they're doing cuts and you go, that's not the same jacket. There's one scene where they put pins in his fingers, right, as a torture method.
Okay.
Right. But then in the next scene, like he gets out of the thing, he goes, and he holds a gun with that same hand. And I go, are you just holding a Glock? And you're shooting a Glock, a strong, heavy gun with fingers that had a pin in them.
That's hilarious.
Like, it's a bad, bad movie. So,
go watch it then. Like, if you're looking for something.
Yeah. If you want to be angry at your TV, watch that. Then I also watched the critically acclaimed This Is Me Now from Jennifer Lopez, which is such another badly reach of a movie, but visually very pretty.
Okay.
They spent a lot of money. It's an hour of music videos of Jennifer Lopez, our music videos. The story is bad. The acting is bad between the scenes. But if you like a good music video, that's like, it also feels like a 2000s music video.
Oh,
you
no.
see. So it's like Love Don't Cost a Thing, you know, that time in the world. It feels like that.
Does they have that 2000s filter? So
it's got that little blur.
The glow.
That caution glow that's happening there. And then again, but I didn't watch the documentary, and apparently that's where the humor lies. That she's getting dragged on TikTok for the humor.
I need to. I feel like you need to watch both to like have the full experience.
Yeah, so that's for next weekend. That we'll get into that. I didn't also listen to the episode because I've been busy. I went to Kaka and Ka last week, which was fun.
It looked fun.
It was a lot of fun in terms of I went to the stereotypes there of the people and who they're going to be.
Yeah.
Everybody there was very nice.
Okay.
No one was cuck. Everyone that came to the shows loved liquor. They were there.
So and you had a good time.
It blew my South African mind. That's the one thing I will say. But the one that I noted was the parking lot at that festival looked like a Tupperware party because it was just buckies. Everybody drive a fucking bucky.
Toyota convention.
Yo, nah, not even Toyota, Isuzu, any brand of bucky is loving there. Just like, yeah. But again, a lot of fun. And then I tried to play Aladdin.
The OG
Aladdin, the Sega Aladdin. It is not easy.
No.
Even with unlimited credits and save game readily available. That game
is punishing.
Yo.
That game makes you feel bad.
I think I got to like the third level and I was like, I'm done.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even remember. Like, I've blanked it out because it was
trauma.
That cave was so...
It's the cave when you're on the... When you're flying on the...
And the lava's coming. Yes, and then you must... Yes. Yo, but that's the worst.
The game is super ridiculously hard and I don't understand why they made it that hard, and I don't understand who finished the game also. Anybody that finished a game on the TV game, skills.
Yo.
That person must get a free PlayStation.
It was me.
Did you finish it?
Yeah, I did finish it. I actually sat with it.
Yo.
You deserve the PlayStation.
Yeah. Nice.
But what was I going to say? Like, do you know why they made those games hard? It's so that people, because that time was big with renting. Oh. So they didn't want people to just rent it. They made it hard so that either you're going to have to rent it multiple times, which is not going to work out, or
you buy it. Yo. I understand, and maybe it was true that people's adapters was burning because you sat in that game and you didn't put it off. You left the game on because you can't risk fucking putting that thing. I was playing firstly. I was watching some movie. Not watching. I was looking. It was BoJack Horseman was playing in the background. Then I was like, okay, I know the show. Let me just play some game. Then I stopped watching because I was getting into it. And then I just got frustrated. And then I tried to come back after like every episode. And I was just like, I can't. I don't need struggle in my life.
Yeah,
did BoJack Horseman at that moment drop like some profound knowledge? Because that would be poetic. Bro.
BoJack always drop bars. The whole show is written in bars. It is such a good show. Every time I rewatch it, I'm reminded that it's a show that knows the demographic. Like, they'll write some silly, silly lines of like, the scene is throwing money off the roof. Then they go, all the single dollars, all the single dollars, all the single dollars, all the single dollars. And then the next scene, they're talking about how like having a partner that you trust stunts your growth as a person. And then you're like, why is it so real? Like, please.
Too real, calm down.
Yo.
And then, but yeah, that was my week of games and movies. It was a lot. Now we move on to
Game of the Year.
For 2005.
The year we matriculated.
Is it?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yo. I was still in grade 10.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I thought you were just 1 year younger than us.
Uh-uh.
Thank God Saeed isn't here. He's still call you old.
100%.
He's in grade 4 at the moment.
So, before we get into Game of the Year, of course, we must do our pop culture moments. From tech, big moment. Launch of YouTube.
Wow.
Hectic.
So things are shaping up. Remember 2004 was Gmail and Facebook. Now it's YouTube. So the modern internet landscape now is starting to take shape.
Also, YouTube was first a video sharing place, right? A guy made it so that you could share a video.
Yeah.
But now it's like a library. And now it's also like a social media as well.
Yo, it's a part of the world now.
Crazy,
like,
yeah.
I wonder if the world could exist without it.
Yo.
Yeah, it's a vital part of passing of information.
It's also it's a streaming service. It's a news outlet. It's a social media. It's a video sharing. It's a lot.
Also, it's where you can find our podcast highlights. So
there you go.
To come and check us out, please don't be shy.
Do that for your ears.
Do you remember the very first YouTube video you ever saw?
Was it I saw?
Yeah.
Yo, I don't know.
I distinctly remember.
I don't know.
It was a very low quality video of Corey Taylor, the frontman of Slipknot, performing. I can't remember what I Googled.
So on brand.
I know. No, because at the stage as well at school, like I used to print out like photos of like Joey Jordison, the drummer of Slipknot, and like
in color or black and white.
I think I was in color, yeah. And then I'd like have it on my bag and stuff like that. And I think I might have been googling pictures like that or whatever. And then a link to this thing like YouTube came up and I'm like, it's a video. I don't know what this is. Yeah, let me open it. And I was like blown away. I'm like, it's just, yeah, I can just watch this video. If I think about it now, it was filmed on like a Nokia 2 or something. But like I was just blown away. I distinctly remember that. Yeah.
I think of the first videos could have been like skate videos and prank videos. Where it wasn't even a video, it was just audio with a picture. I don't know if you guys remember.
My dog. You kick
my dog. Do you know you kick my dog?
I think so. I think I remember that.
That joke went on way too long in our friends group. Like, we were enamored by that.
It's stupid. Anyway, I think that was of the first things that I watched.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's either going to be Linkin Park music videos, AMVs, which are basically Linkin Park music videos.
Yeah.
Skate videos.
I actually think we saw like
we saw it before, like YouTube was a thing, but like, I can't for the life of me think like what the first video was I watched.
And then Google bought it and then it became
Google.
Yeah.
Now it's an entity beyond our comprehension. So moving on to movies and TV, Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith came out. Batman Begins came out.
Yes. No.
Batman Begins, the first
Christopher Nolan.
One, the one that made everybody want to go dark and gritty. Like that and the
they
Dark
played
Knight.
Into the emo. They actually made like emo kids a little more violent than they should have. they gave them too much confidence. Oh, you like wearing black? Wear black and another jacket of black also.
And some mascara too.
Yep.
Then Madagascar came out as well.
Like to move it.
Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. So nerd culture was so like throwing everything in.
That's actually one series I didn't get into.
Yeah, same.
I don't know if I was too old for the thing or I just did not care.
I feel like after Lord of the Rings, it was just like, it was very hard to top Lord of the Rings. That's so everything else just felt worse.
It also felt like a kiddie's version of Lord of the Rings. Did they finish the movies though?
I think so. There were a few.
Three, but I think like in total, there's like 7 books or something. So they were like, they gave up.
Good for them.
and Brokeback Mountain, which was completely like left of field for the time. It was different with time. If you don't know, go watch the movie.
The wise words of Chang. You can finish the joke of yourself, guys.
Then TV, something that we all love. Yeah, I know.
So that was was that the year before Heath, what's his name?
No, it was a while. Heath Ledger passed away.
2008.
Yeah, 2008.
It was 2008.
So when Dark Knight came out.
Oh, okay.
He passed away like at the time it came out.
Yeah.
TV. One of the best shows ever. Yasin will attest to this. The US version of The Office.
Yes. But the first season was shit.
The first
season only was good when you rewatch it now.
Yeah.
But watching it for the first time, we were like, okay, we're going to push through a first
season. Because they stopped trying to make Michael Scott like, what you call it? Like
David Brent. Voice.
And then they were like, we're going to just make him his own thing. And the second they did that, top tier. Magic. One of the best shows ever memed. Like,
yeah.
So good.
It's a part of language now.
No, it is. It's a great show. And if you disagree, you're wrong.
I also realize I'm sitting very weirdly, like I'm facing the camera. I'm not recording with the camera.
So, in gaming, here's a fun little fact, right? World of Warcraft is out.
Wait, what else is in TV? Was the other stuff in TV?
No, I just wanted to put in the office. Okay. It wasn't like a lot. It was a lot of like reality shows still that were kind of taking over.
Probably Grey's Anatomy as well.
Yeah, it's around that time.
Every time they just renew.
Still
like,
going.
How many doctors can they kill?
How many Snow Patrol songs must play at the end in slow-mo? How many voiceovers must happen at the end for her to go, Anna, my life is better without the thing? I know you know the Snow Patrol move also.
I loved Grey's Anatomy, man. I loved it.
I think they gave us the like season 8. We were fine.
Listen, another one day.
When Denny, all of them were still there happening.
Denny was season 2, mate.
Yeah, but I'm saying like in that wave of goodness.
Yeah.
Then they
lost me when there was a mass shooter in the hospital. I'm like, this will happen in America, but I'm done.
I can't believe this.
Yeah.
I also feel like that Grey's Anatomy made me not want to be friends with any doctors. Because you go, this week you have a shooting. Next week it's a train that's going to crash into the hospital. No, I'm done with this.
I'm sick of toxic behavior. Yes.
I know Grey's Anatomy isn't on yet, and I don't think it came out in 2005, but in 2005, this was a big year for me. I broke my leg. And
what happened?
I was playing soccer. I spoke about it in the 2004 episode, but No, this was 2004, sorry, when I had broken my leg. And then...
But you were still recovering.
Yeah. I was in the hospital, and like Grey's Anatomy must have come out that year or something like that, because it was so big. And I was like lying in hospital, and these like two nurses were next to me, and they were like, did you see this guy? He's so hot and stuff. Like that. And then I'm just like, this is Grey's Anatomy. I'm living in Grey's Anatomy. That's so cool.
Did you also enter the conversation then?
Well, I was 14, so no.
I was playing his own snowboard role there.
So fun little thing that happened in gaming. World of Warcraft is big, right? And a glitch happened, which led to epidemiologists actually studying the behavior of people during a pandemic. Like, so basically it was called the corrupted blood. There was like this debuff that happened. So when the raid is over, like it's supposed to go away. But like some people, you can summon pets in that. It doesn't go away on pets, and it spreads to the nearest person. So when they resummon the thing outside of the raid, it just started spreading. And they set up quarantine zones and everything for people.
Jeez.
Like, it was in the game.
In the game. And they studied this. So I go, you see, gaming does provide like real life
lessons. Trust the nerds. We will sort this out.
Also, you see, it's the nerds doing the hard work, and then the other men who are like, no, it's the conspiracies. That's what they want you to believe.
Also, when they were like, oh, you mustn't go out. We never fought. We were not the assholes. I was like, oh, no, we want to go to the jewel. No, we stayed at home.
I'm fine with this.
We were staying at home anyway.
I'm going to my bra's house. Like,
I'm not even
going
to go to my bra's house. I'll stay at home, guys. It's fine.
Okay, so now let's get into some games. Like top 10 games for 05. Resident Evil 4 dropped this year.
Wait. What consoles do we have?
So this year, we're going to get into like what is out a bit later also. PS2, GameCube, Xbox, and Xbox 360. We have DS as well, and PSP. So there's a lot happening. And this is sort of like the tail end now of like, I think it's like the 8th generation. So the PS2, GameCube, Xbox era like that is like coming to a close. So, big games this year. Resident Evil 4, Ninja Gaiden Black.
Look at Brad's getting very excited. We just said Resident Evil first time somewhere.
Splinter Cell Chaos Theory, God of War, Civilizations 4, Unreal Tournament 2004. I don't know why that's there, but okay. Forza Motorsport.
Cool.
So, goes back a while. Guitar Hero. I see. I seem getting excited.
But also, that was Forza before it was Forza. I feel like Forza only became quite now on this last wave. Then it was just like,
And Motorsport was also like the racing sim, so their version of like Gran Turismo.
Yeah.
And then Forza
Horizon
was the...
The break one.
The like fun ones, yeah.
Then Pro Evo 4 and Mario Kart DS. So that's the top 10. We'll get into the others later on in the episode. But for now, we got to do
Just before we get into it.
Yes, it's nervous.
I saw a TikTok and I forgot to tell you guys also another game that we also didn't mention just in the podcast itself in all the episodes is Colin McRae Rally. Because I saw a TikTok where he took his own coin, one of the races. I don't know if you've seen. That man is actually boss. I saw why he got the game name. Because I was like, what? I'm like, you win one tournament, you get a game. Don't talk nonsense. That man, by his hand and a rock, fixed a pole under his car and repaired it mid-race. Went on to win the damn race.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I was like, yo, this man, he's proper boss. That's why he has a game. And also, his game was quiet because you could also smash your cars up a little bit at a time.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the show.
Yeah, I sent him to the heavy throwback. He needed to get that off his chest. Game of the year. Who wants to start? Do you want to go first?
I'll go first.
Because you haven't been here.
Yes. So, let's just do some supporting games. Games that I feel like should be mentioned, right? Firstly, Warriors. The Warriors.
Ew.
Have you ever watched? Have you watched the movie?
I haven't watched the movie, actually. It's funny.
Play the game.
A little bit, yeah.
So the game was close to, it was very close to the movie, but it's almost like if you lived within the movie's world.
Yes.
So it wasn't necessarily the same story as the movie, which was fun because the movie was weird and dark. I feel like movies that time got very dark. Very weirdly.
Yeah.
But they also had like this weird aesthetic, which didn't match the tone. So you're like, I don't know what, you're like, this looks kind of silly. And then you watch it and you're like, whoa, okay.
Even, I don't know if you guys ever watched Saturday Night Fever and how it ends.
Yeah.
It's a dark ending, guys. It's very twisted. So I feel like a lot of times we remember fun movies, but we don't remember all of it. The Warriors was one of them. It was quite violent.
Also, the movie came out in 1979 and then the game came out in 2005.
Crazy.
So whoever made it clearly grew up with the game. And
Rockstar.
Feel that, yeah. And then Rockstar also, you can feel that they loved making that world.
Yeah.
They did.
This was basically about the gangs that could fight each other.
And that's it.
That's it. That was the game. And again, Rockstar does what Rockstar does best, is violence.
Yep.
Then another one on the honorable mentions is Nintendogs.
Fair enough.
Nintendogs on the DS, guys. It used other technology. It was like a Tamagotchi, but per fuck.
Wait, can I just say that? I have never seen a game being sold secondhand more than Nintendogs. Wherever you go, somebody is selling Nintendogs. Still to this day on Marketplace, you can find Nintendogs.
And also at a reasonable price. It's not like it's marked down like they want to get rid of it.
Yeah.
It's marked down to a price of, I know what this is worth. Everybody that had that game had they didn't have a game, they had a pet.
I feel like it's gotten to the point now where it's following me. Like I'm getting paranoid and it's like, must I just buy it and then it will leave
you
me
must
alone.
Buy it. Because they had a thing where you could use the mic also.
Yeah.
So yes, that's right.
So Tofik had the DS and he showed me like, how wild they pushed
what did he do?
It used like a...
There's a mic in the DS at the base.
So you could basically like blow into the mic and then the dog will like move his head away from the wind. And then you could whistle and the dog would come to you. And you go, guys, this is in 2005.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Like there was... And then also because they had the DS, you could like... use the stylus to like play with the dog and stuff like that. Like it was a Tamagotchi with quite graphics on the pet that you actually could love.
Buy it.
just buy it, guys. And then it was a fun game, pointless, that you just lived with. It didn't require much from you. I'm a very soft player. Then I had a PSP, so Liberty City Stories is also an honorable mention because we spoke about it in the whole damn episode. So my game of the year is weird because it's not, I didn't play it in the year of I went back
to play it.
It is Guitar Hero 1. I went back to go play Guitar Hero 1 after living and loving and laughing for Guitar Hero 2.
Yeah.
I was like, Guitar Hero so cool. 2 was so cool. Let me go find what made this thing.
Yeah.
So my game of the year is Guitar Hero 1. In retrospect of retrospect.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I accept.
No, that's
okay. We accept the statement there. Again, a game that is loved, brought joy, that pushed boundaries, that introduced us to new music in the same way that Need for Speed gave us new music.
Yeah.
In the same way that EA gave us new music, Guitar Hero gave us new music. It also made us comfortable with classics that we knew existed, but it wasn't our world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then also, it gave us strength to the pinky. to a pinky, because once you go to like easy to medium and to hard, you learn like, yo, why my finger clicking? It mustn't click. It must just press the button. But every time you use your pinky, then click, click.
Yeah, as soon as that orange button came into play, then you were buggered. Yeah.
Game changer.
You're like, whoa, what's happening?
But Guitar Hero is my game of the year because of fun. It also, it was fun. That's all that it was. It wasn't challenging you versus your friend, but just fun. It gave good times. When you lost, you didn't want to break the guitar. You didn't want to sway someone out. You were just like, yo, I lost.
Let's go again.
I mean, better. Let's go again. Let's play another song. Let's get in.
Do you know one thing I loved about it also was like the variable difficulty. Like if your brass playing on expert and you want to play on easy, you can do that.
Yeah.
And then also you could pick a character, which is also fun. You could make a character, which is create. Again, games nowadays don't give us enough space to create characters. The new GTA. Yeah. I want to create a character in the new GTA.
That would be quite cool.
I think that's actually some. I know they're not going to add it, but it's something I would like them to add to a GTA.
Lord, that will be no
vicious.
I don't want to know the insanity that will.
That's occur. Where Saints Row wins over GTA because you could create your character.
Yeah.
But Guitar Hero is just one of those games. Like it's such like the impact it had, man. Like I don't think any of us knew because. My experience of it was like through Anwar. Anwar was like, because he was learning guitar at the time, so he wanted to flex on that.
He found a guitar game.
He's like, and I'm going to flex on it.
So you know how, like when CSI was on TV, I feel like more people became...
detectives.
Detectives. So what's the...
Forensic
detectives, right? It pushed this, there was a spike.
Yeah.
Now I wonder how many people bought guitars... After Guitar Hero.
Oh, I can only imagine. Yeah.
Like, it was a shift in the culture.
Definitely.
Go,
yeah.
Yo.
Yeah. I love
like
Guitar Hero.
Wouldn't have had enough pop if it wasn't for Guitar Hero. Songs like Hey the Delilah didn't exist because of Guitar Hero.
What were the songs on the game here? I'm just looking here.
Oh, I just changed. Wanted to see, like, if I'm not mistaken, I think this was like one of the first games to make like $1 billion.
Damn.
I know it's the franchise as a whole made like over $2 billion, which is insane. But it's, you just can't match like the impact it has. It's culturally one of the most influential games.
Yeah. Even as a...
Because everybody was playing. People who didn't play games... played Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
You know, people had like, they'd be like parties and they'd have Guitar Hero just so people can jam.
At my 21st,
we had Guitar Hero playing.
Just we had the TV and everywhere, like there was always people playing there.
That's
how iconic Guitar Hero was.
Such a good era of like also with SingStar and Guitar Hero and all that stuff, just like the party place that, or the party console games that everyone just gathered around and just had so much fun with.
It made like gaming cooler. Like it brought like...
Yeah.
Like more credibility to gaming.
I think that was all. Like they also played Guitar Hero on Gossip Girl. In their scenes, you'd have them play the stuff.
Yeah.
So like it proper went to everybody.
I actually think that is because of how popular like Guitar Hero was, because it was like, this is what kids do these days. They play Guitar Hero. Not put it in.
Yeah.
And I go, look.
What's the song list there?
Let me just see. List of songs in Guitar Hero. And apparently, like, this was all the songs were covers in the first game. Yeah. So it's Ace of Spades, Bark at the Moon, Cochise, Cowboy from Hell, Crossroads, Fat Lip, Frankenstein, Godzilla, Heart Full of Black, that I remember.
And then also...
Iron Man.
Yeah.
Sandakis, Texas Flood, Take It Off.
Ace of Spades we knew from.
Yeah.
I think Ace of Spades was also intro because it came from Tony Hawk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then it also went to Jackass and the BAM TV show as well.
Yeah.
And then when we got in Guitar Hero, we were like, I'll take a fake version. I don't care about you saying the thing.
Oh, I love Rock and Roll.
Yes.
They do Smoke on the Water. Mm. Like, you're all like, classics. And
I think I actually Spoke on the Water is one of the songs where I knew like the intro, the chorus on the water.
Yeah.
But then when I played the game, it taught me the song.
Exactly.
I know the other words now.
Yeah.
And I remember like going away on holiday with my brasser, and it would be like, we would always take Guitar Hero with, because it's like...
No PlayStation, just the guitars.
just the guitar. But it would always be like, people would drink like... At some point in the day, people would be drinking Like somebody would be drinking there.
Always
wake
vibes.
Up and somebody's drinking. And it is just like a liquor vibe because it's like you don't have to sit for like 4 hours just drinking this game. It's like, okay, now we're just going to play 2 songs and then we're going to do whatever. And it's like, yeah, that was just fun.
Yeah,
no, it was fun, just fun. Fun.
Brad, what's your game?
So, yeah, I don't actually have any honorable mentions this time around.
I also have other honorable mentions. Yeah.
Brad's honorable mention actually, would have been his game of the year, which is Resident Evil.
So that's true. So my honorable mention is Resident Evil 4 because I am sick of talking about it and I'm sure people are sick of hearing me talk about it. So you all know I love Resident Evil 4. In another universe, that would have been my game of the year.
Give us the TLDR. That is
listen to the Resident Evil episode.
Exactly, yeah. So my game of the year for 2005 is God of War. Ooh. Original God of War for PS2. I don't remember. I was thinking about it. I don't remember the first time I played this. It definitely was in 2005. I know that.
I said that the first time
I played it. But I don't remember the first time I played it. I might have even rented it from a video store. I might have, if I think about it.
Can
but,
I be honest? Yeah. I feel like this is also like that Toy Story moment where it's like, I don't know how I got this game. This game just like came into my life.
Exactly.
I got it. And I was like, why do I have it? And why is it so good?
Yeah. And this was one of those, this and Resident Evil 4 are like, were my introductions to like, a like just fantastic third person single player games.
With a good story.
With an amazing story. Like, and both of those came out this year too good.
I feel like God of War was the violent Prince of Persia.
Yeah, easily. That's a good way to look at it. Yeah.
Because the thing of Prince of Persia was nice, but it was soft. It was calculated.
Yeah.
It was almost like, actually, like Prince of Persia meets Devil May Cry.
Yeah, that's a good way.
It gave you like a, almost like, you could button bash, but you could also add a skill to the button bash and you could still do moves within the thing.
Yeah.
It's like playing with Eddie, but you knew how to play with
Eddie. Yeah, true.
I don't know about you, but also like for me, it was like the first introduction to playing a character who is like overtly evil. Like,
yeah.
Kratos is overtly evil. Like, you know, there's this opening scene with you fight the Hydra and you kill it. And then there's this boat captain.
Yeah.
That's in the Hydra's mouth. And he's done nothing wrong. He just has a key that you need. And he's just like, help me. And you just take the key, cut it off him, and let him fall in the muck. And you're like, oh, this Brad does not.
Yeah, he's a dick.
Damn. Yeah. He doesn't care.
He wasn't the hero. That's the thing.
Yeah, he was the first, the like hero. One of the first anti-heroes that like, that just grew in pop culture so much so that still now, 19 years later, he's still in the pop culture and they're still releasing games with him as the main character.
It's wild. It must have been difficult for them to keep him as the evil, will do anything.
Yeah, exactly.
After you play, you know, like when you watch a movie, once there's a character arc, it's difficult to make a sequel and have them
be
a different person again.
The thing is, like, it makes sense what you're saying, but like, there was no character arc of Kratos becoming evil. He just was a dickhead in the very first level.
He was very one.
And it was.
How does it finish? That is he better at the end?
No.
He's still a dick.
But you still like him, though? Or do you?
Yeah, you like him because he's a dick. He's like.
It's almost fun because you know, like, when you come across like an enemy that's acting cocky, or whatever, you just know, like, Kratos is going to fuck this guy up. You know what I mean? And it's fun watching ways that like in cutscenes or what, like let's say you beat a boss.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the boss isn't dead yet. Then you walk up to the boss in a bit of a cutscene, but then it says like mash the circle button. Then Kratos just starts mudding this guy's head in and then like blood fills the screen and it's...
And that's what we wanted is like, is this what we...
Exactly.
Also, that thing, if they make him a bad guy, he can do... what we want to be done to bad guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then also the game was with mythology and I feel like we were raised on that mythology. All our TV shows. So we knew.
And they just dunked on like, they took everything and they just mashed it all together. And like,
Greek or Roman?
Greek.
Greek.
I mean, technically it's the same, but like, it's Greek.
It's either like Poseidon or...
Yeah, it's all of them.
Neptune. It's one of the... the same thing.
It was gentrified by that.
And it's just... And you mentioned that first level on the ship when you finish fighting the Hydra. Like that's the very first thing you kind of dropped into. And it's just so cool. You dropped into this like...
boss fight.
But like first, like the ship, it's so cool, like exploring the ship and finding, it's not like open or anything, it's very linear, but just the scale of it as well. That's one of my points I wanted to talk about, the scale of this game. You could be like right behind Kratos, like in a third person thing, but then sometimes it just zooms out and you realize like the scale of this game or the scale of the level you're in. And Kratos is this little thing that you can see moving and then it'll zoom in a little bit more.
And he's still not afraid of anything that comes his way.
Yeah.
You'll fight. You look
in Kratos God of Amidala.
Look here, in God of War 2, you fight Atlas. No. Yes.
I don't remember now, actually.
I don't know if it's Atlas or Kronos, but both of them are like, you literally climb on them.
Yeah, Atlas
and you fight them.
Earth, right?
You literally, you fight both of them and you kill both of them as the small Pokibara and he's not scared.
Just a germ.
It's so good, man. The way they make, like, I don't know how else to explain it. Like, even when you're playing it, and it's on a PS2 as well, you must remember. So, like, the way they make the game feel like this massive thing, or the levels, or the fucking Titan you're climbing up feel like this massive thing.
Yeah.
It's like feels overwhelming at times. And just to go back a bit, the story of God of War, of this game in a nutshell is basically you are Kratos, and Kratos was a general in the army, in an army. Then him and his battalion were kicking ass and everything. But then they got to this one guy and the one guy was about to kill Kratos. And then Kratos like prayed to Ares, the god of war, to like, if you save me, I'll become your general or whatever. And I'll do your bidding, whatever, whatever. So then Ares does save Kratos. And then Kratos becomes like Ares, like bitch, basically. And then something happens, blah, blah, blah. And then Kratos goes to war for Ares, but ends up, and Ares did this on purpose, and Kratos ends up killing his wife and child in this battle. And Ares did that because he wanted to make Kratos like only devout to him kind of thing. But that makes Kratos turn against him. And then it's this whole game of you have to find Pandora's box, open it, and use that to defeat Ares.
So the whole thing is like, I want to kill Ares. Like,
kill the gods.
Yeah, and just this god. So in God of War 1, he just wants to kill Ares. But then it becomes this whole big thing. God of War 2, he wants to kill Zeus and all the others. And then 3, it's like this whole thing. And then obviously from God of War 2018 and Ragnarok, it was different mythology, but he still hates gods in general. You know what I mean? Even though he is one.
Although he has an actual character arc in 2018 in Ragnarok.
Then we are 18 at the time.
Yeah.
We could
we could legally play this game.
I was about to say now, because was there not a scene with the hot tub and the women?
You don't really see anything in God of War 1 and 2.
You hear sounds.
We were boys with imagination.
Yeah,
we didn't see anything.
Yeah.
Even in GTA, we saw a car shake, but we knew what was happening.
Exactly.
We filled in the blanks.
No, God, it's just like still... So when I bought, so I played this on PS2, obviously, I think 2005 it must have been. Then when I bought my PS3, I got it with the PS3 versions of God of War 1 and 2 on one disc.
Did they update the game? Like in terms of graphics?
Or a little bit. Like,
they just cleaned it up a little.
Yeah.
But that was also like not a big jump.
No.
Hmm.
No. And then so I replayed them on PS3. And then I'm really hoping that the rumors of them remaking God of War 1 and 2 and 3.
But they must remake it.
Yeah, from the ground up, definitely.
These two graphics on a PS5.
No, they must. It would be amazing if they redid it in the style of God of War 2018 and Ragnarok. We'll that would be, that would be great. But if they don't, God of War 1 still holds up to me as a fantastic game.
It's
like
such a good game.
I would go back and play it. I do sometimes go back and play it, and it's just such a good story.
It was a massive game. It's like you say, it had like this epic scale, full 4 gig disc.
Absolutely,
what is PS2?
DVD.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking of Blu-ray. What is PS3, no?
PS3 was Blu-ray,
Yeah, PS2 was still DVD.
Yeah, and I mean, just also like in terms of, it took, I read up about this, it probably took me longer, but it takes about 9 hours to finish this game. And like on PS2, that's decent, that's long, you know what I mean? That's a long time.
It felt longer.
It definitely felt longer.
And a lot of gameplay in that 9 hours?
Yeah. There's a lot.
Yeah.
It's not like Metal Gear Solid where you're watching for 20 or...
The cutscenes are like 2 minutes at a time or whatever, maybe even less.
But they are like, there's a decent amount of like story happening in between.
And this, I mean, like, is there a lot of side quests?
Not really.
Oh, so it's all like main story.
No, it's main story.
Yeah, it's very linear.
But it's like, this is the world. it's a little bit of Metroidvania in there, so you kind of have to go back and forth. But yeah, that is the world. It's the scale is just bar none at the time.
It really is. And like also, and I think maybe people in comment sections here or there or whatever on TikTok must let us know, but I want to do an episode like we've done with Resident Evil and like we've done with Grand Theft Auto. I want to do one where we talk about God of War because it's such an influential series.
Please let us know if you want us to do an episode on God of War.
And even if you don't want us to,
we're still going to.
We're going to do it regardless. But, we don't care what you think.
Yeah. And because it's so cool. And I've spoken about this before about how God of War 1, 2, 3, and Ascension, but Ascension is a prequel to God of War 1. That version of Kratos, like we said, is just this asshole. And then when we get to God of War 2018 and Ragnarok, there's like a real story arc that because he's got a son now and he's raising the son and he's still like battling between being a dickhead and
shout out to prison fathers.
Yeah. And there's actually a scene in God of War, Ragnarok, Valhalla, the DLC, where they actually reference stuff that happened in God of War 1, like the boat captain and how Kratos actually regrets doing what he did and stuff like that. I love that so much.
It's so good.
References like he shouldn't have done that and he regrets it. Because
he actually says he did that out of malice. Yeah. Like he did that because he wanted to kill him. Like,
but there was I love when, or just stories in terms of like when they're cognizant of the rest of the story. Yes. We all lived through it to get here. So you might as well mention it. And it's a callback that they did to the first scene, which is so very dope.
And I just want to say one thing. Sorry, I know I'm talking a lot now. But there's talks, and I think it is official that Amazon are doing a God of War TV series.
I don't know how I feel about that.
So I'm also on the fence because I think that they should start from this game, God of War 1. And I think the general consensus is, well, not the general consensus, but they probably want to do it from God of War 2018 only.
And then flashback to now.
So the reason why God of War 2018 and Ragnarok works so well is because you know Kratos used to be this asshole and this bloodthirsty God of War who would stop at nothing to kill. And then there's the character arc, you know what I mean? But if you start with him already being a little bit softer, then flashback to him being hardcore, I don't think it's going to work. Also, they want to cast The Rock as Kratos and I would hate that so much.
If he gets it, then they're going to...
Then I'm out. I'm sorry. I'm out. I feel like having him like from the beginning, from like Ascension.
Yes.
Through.
Even if they do, if they start at Ascension or even at 1.
Yeah.
But you give us like 4 episodes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like cut it all, that all the whole game story into 4 episodes, we'll be fine.
Because the story of God of War 1 is just, Ares betrayed me. I want to kill him. I need to find Pandora's box. I found it. I'm now fighting Ares.
Dead.
End of, I'm now God of War. You know what I mean?
And
so it could be
it's kind of like one story.
Yes.
2 ends on a very much to be continued.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Also when they remake games into shows, they must keep it minimal. Don't give me seasons. Finish everything in one go.
Yeah,
so it's like you can condense the first 3 games and Ascension into like 2 seasons.
I watched also, what's his name? Percy Jackson.
Yeah.
The new one on Disney.
Okay.
And I'm just like, why did you, like, so they basically do like a third of the story as a season.
Yeah.
And then you're like, a movie finishes the whole thing in 2 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Why do we need so much? You're so dragging. Just finish the stuff.
They did it very well with, like HBO did it very well with The Last of Us. Like,
they
cut out a lot from the games, but they still kept the overarching story. And they could do it. Amazon have the opportunity to do something really good. Yeah. Let's see what they do with Fallout first.
Let's see what happens with Fallout.
Yeah.
And we'll see after the Fallout.
Yeah.
Like, do I know?
Okay, so for me, let's dive into like honorable mention. So I put God of War there.
Mm-hmm.
I also put The Warriors there. And then I put Devil May Cry 3 because that was at the time, that was the best one in the series. That just like amped up the whole series. It was sleek. It introduced Dante's brother Virgil into the mix. And they also, with the special edition, Virgil is a playable character. With like his own style of play and everything. It wasn't just like a reskin or anything. And I spent a lot of time playing that. They added a bunch of like different modes in there as well. But
Devil May Cry also, Brad, this is before your time. You don't know the side of Shadley. It influenced Shadley's three sense also.
It did. I'm not going to deny that.
Shadley, that Justin Bieber look going there. We make fun of you for having the emo. Yep. Shadley also lived with the emo. Why can you only see with one eye?
I saw that old picture that you posted on the WhatsApp group.
Shadley was there also.
I don't deny that.
Devil May Cry, Shadley wore a long jacket also at one point.
I still own a long jacket for the vibes. I'm not going to deny that.
You just couldn't get the red one, but it was available.
It was the crossover between Matrix and that. And like black was in. So it was
one
like,
jacket to suit them all.
One jacket to suit them all. So it was like, nah, this works. I killed two birds with one stone.
Nice.
Also, Devil May Cry had an art aesthetic that also, I feel like, carried through in terms of like, it had a violent anime art style.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
That also went to the Brussels cars. Because people had that kind of stickers on their cars also.
Yo, okay.
You know what
I know exactly what you mean.
I'm saying it with words, but I know you can picture what I'm trying to say here. Anyway, Devil May Cry had an impact on the culture more than I think people understood.
Yeah.
But the game that I played, so, like I spent so much time with, is Tekken 5. And this for me, like Tekken 3 and Tekken 5 are like are on par, and Tekken 8 is like almost there as well. Depending on like how much more time I spend with it.
Yeah.
Like Tekken 5 was just amazing. Like again, a game I mentioned, Guitar Hero was a game that Brasa took on holidays. Tekken 5 was another one because again, play
what
a few
was the
rounds.
Characters for Tekken 5?
Yo, now I need to look with this. I had 32 playable characters.
Wow.
So you had...
That's when the game went to that way of... SNK versus Capcom versus Marvel.
Yeah.
Because I just remember going to the arcade and seeing like a wall of people you could choose from.
Yeah.
It was always like a mash. So I feel like this one also gave us that.
So you got like you got Blake, Bruce, Brian, Christy, Anna, Craig, Marduk, Eddie, Kanryu, Ganjak, Warang, Chin, Julia, Kazuya.
Was Ogre there?
True Ogre was, but I don't know if he was a downloadable character. I'm not sure. Julia, Kazuya, King Kuma, Lee, Lei, Ling Xiaoyu, Marshall
Which
Law.
Which one was Jackie Chan?
Marshall Law.
No.
Oh, no, Steve. Lei Wulong.
The drunken master.
Yeah. Mokujin. You remember the tree that was just everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Nina.
I hated him. Complete. Because you don't know who you're going to get. And then
now you get a character who's cocking. Now you're like,
yeah, are you lying down? I didn't press a button. Now you're lying down. Fight.
The best part was when you choose him and then he's doing the moves of Eddie and you're like, yes.
And then the next round is somebody else and you're like,
nah. Stab Yoshimitsu. Stab yourself.
Nina, Panda, Paul, Steve. True Ogre was
Panda was animal violence.
Yeah.
Panda and Kuma were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were they the same?
They were reskins, I think, basically.
They were, but I think like at this point they were making like slight differences.
But their moveset was...
It was very... So I think they were changing their moveset like slightly.
Yeah.
So that they like not complete reskins, Yoshimitsu. Mm. And then new characters, Asuka, Devil Jin, Fing, Jack Five...
Who was Lady Eddie?
Christy. She was in there.
So I feel like Christy and Eddie was...
They were reskins.
They were the same difference as the other two, as the Panda and Kuma.
But importantly also, Hayachi Mishima, because Hayachi Mishima is dead. That was the opening line for the intro.
Oh, yeah.
And that was just like, I feel like that's so iconic, man. Like people know that line from Tekken.
Was that also Chicken? No, that was three.
That upgraded Tekken Force mode.
Yeah.
So it actually had like, it was called The Devil Within where you played as Jin and it was like a proper side scroller which like tied into the story.
And bowling.
So it didn't have bowling on this
Was
one.
Bowling on 4?
Bowling was not on 4, it was on Tekken Tag.
Which is so unnecessary. Like,
why?
Tekken 8 is the best bowling.
Why did you...
Because sometimes people have Tekken Ball mode or so, the volleyball mode.
Yes, I remember that.
Which is like...
I hated Tekken Ball on Tekken 3. Oh, it was so...
Terrible. And like only some characters you could spam to like
it's our rank. Yeah. It's our rank.
Low with the back.
Because low could do the double backflip and you just fuck it up.
And I think like they did like a lot of characters well. Cause like Mortal Kombat Armageddon also came out like this time and they had everybody and they did it so badly.
I feel like Mortal Kombat for the PlayStation 1 and PlayStation 2, maybe even PlayStation 3, all bad.
Nah. So there's this era, this trilogy, Deadly Alliance,
Deception
and Armageddon. That trilogy for me was bad because they went into this weird
3D
and they were like, not doing that.
Skull, what?
And then
what I'm talking about.
Yeah, of course.
Yes,
that was Mortal Kombat 4, definitely. Yeah.
So then they went back to their roots with Mortal Kombat 9.
Yeah.
And then the game was brilliant again. So that was on PS3. But yeah, Tekken at this point was killing the fighting game scene.
Yeah.
I think it was just, they had the devil within. So you have like the side scroller. So you don't want to play the normal fights. You play that for the story. It was the first game that had customization. So you could customize your characters. You could unlock like outfits and things. And that was liquor. Because like
everybody fighting, loves customization.
Because the thing is also, it's a fighting game. What a better way to make your bra look like your bra, man. And then there was like
also
things that they did.
Had such a, like a buffocked pants with a fire he on the one leg.
Bra. And his tattoo. I always wanted that tattoo. Yo,
that was a tattoo.
Yeah.
What did he have? Like a tribal tattoo.
That was like a tribal.
Triangle thing. Diamond like, shaped thing or something.
But like that style is also Devil May Cry style.
Yeah.
It is.
guys, people put that on their cars. But that pants from
He still rocks that pants, eh? It looks even more. He has a tracksuit now. It looks fire.
I wouldn't be rich enough to buy that, to make that shit.
You can probably find it on Temu.
For me also, it was like,
then you come, then the light, then it's just smoke and the fire's blown out already. Temu got the load shedding on your pants. Yes, and so, and then?
I feel like you play Tekken 4, like we play Tekken 4. Yeah. Tekken 4 was like in this weird impact where it didn't quite, like it felt like they were still learning the PS2, man.
Yes, but also we played Tekken 4 because we loved Tekken 3.
Yes. And I think
I was exactly
like,
the same.
Yeah.
And I feel like Tekken 4, they dialed it back because they didn't know like the full capabilities and they didn't want to mess it up. So they played it a bit safe.
Yeah.
With Tekken 5, it was like, now we're going all out. That's what it felt like. And everything, like the game felt like fluid. I think there was environmental damage at this point.
What was the game? Like, Virtual Fighter, where you could fall off the stage.
Yeah.
That was so silly.
And Soul Calibur, I think.
That was.
No, but Soul Calibur wouldn't let you fall off yourself. Virtual Fighter, if you put it back.
Oh, yeah. Hi. Yeah,
you want to roll back, and there's no back to roll to artists.
Soul Calibur was, they could hit you off and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Wasn't Ishimitsu in Soul Calibur at one point?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
I think.
Is this a crossover episode?
It is a crossover episode.
in the episode.
Look, the game, as of 2009, sold 6 million copies. Yo. So it's popular. And also, the director of the game, I don't want to butcher his name, Katsuhiro Arada, he said like five.
You say that and no one knows if you butcher that name. Even if you butcher the name, you'd
that's why I said it fast. Yeah. Before anybody picks it up. He actually said like 5 and 6 did something 4 failed to do, and that was attract new fans to the games.
Oh.
And I go, that's interesting, because like I feel like we were fans of the games already at that point. I just didn't realize like the impact that it had. I think Tekken was just more accessible.
Mm.
And I think like this one, because there were so many characters with different styles, you could just find a character you like and like figure it out.
Was this PS2?
Still? This was PS2, bruh.
But this was on PS2.
This is like the last year, like proper year of the PS2.
But I feel like also everybody... It's a fun time for PS2 because everybody's
maxing out.
And they maxed out the PS2. Everybody's pushing to the most of the game.
Yeah. I used to love this game as well. Like, so Tekken 3, 4, and 5 are my like three favorite Tekkens. Like, obviously Tekken 3 for obvious reasons. I had 1 and 2 on PS1 as well. But 3 obviously is the best, and then of the PS1, I mean. And then I remember Tekken 4. I never had a PS2, but my friend had a PS2, and then he brought it to my house, and we went in.
PS2?
Not at that time. Not at the time when Tekken 4 came out.
Oh, okay.
And then my friend had a PS2. He brought it to my house, and then we went to the video shop and we rented Tekken 4.
Nice.
And I was blown away because I'm like, this is like Tekken 3, but it looks so much better and it's playing so much better. But like you say, then Tekken 5 came out and they like perfected the PS2 Tekken system. It was so good.
They just made it.
Tekken was actually a great game to rent. Because you just have small moments with it and you go, I have fun with it.
You can play for a weekend and then you're like, okay, cool. I'm done. I'm going to go do something else now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's, like Tekken, I just have like Tekken 5, I have special memories, I have a soft spot. Then Tekken 6 came out and I was just like, they didn't do enough.
Yeah.
6 and 7 were...
7's really good, but I feel like I didn't jump on the bandwagon, and I think the competitive scene like overwhelmed me because it was like, it got very competitive and you're like,
also, I don't need to... Just on the note of games that failed to level up, is Street Fighter. I also feel like Street Fighter had a great run with like the first 3, 4, and then they tried to do, when they tried, no, then when they went Capcom verse fun.
Yeah.
Fine, everybody got fun. When they tried to do their first 3D versions.
Oh, and they did that Street Fighter Alpha.
Yes.
Alpha 3. Yeah, no, that was garbage.
Tanking. And then I think they made their way back now.
To the 2D, 3, like that 2.5D.
Yeah.
Where it's like, nah, this is what works for us.
Mm. What's it? What's that? A cell shading. It's called a cell shading style.
It's like a cell shading style where it's...
True.
There's like its own art style again, man.
Cell shading is fine.
I think like Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter tried to mimic Tekken and they're like lost.
Yeah.
What made them special.
And so guys, just be yourself.
Be yourself. You good enough.
Okay, guys, that's the end of the episode. Thanks for listening. There's a part 2 coming right now.
Or next week, depending on when you're listening to this.
Yeah, whenever you're listening. It might be out. It might not. But just keep your ears out for it.
Right now.
Bye.